we left off second of days discussing my focus with Rabbi and Rabbi Chista, that why is it that one is allowed to do malacha and a yantiv for a Shabbos, if this indeed is nisa daraisa, there's no way that the takanid rabban of Erev Tavshilin is going to help. We're going to have to see not why is it, but why is it even necessary to have an Erev Tavshilin. Another sugyan beis andav tezvav amud beis. So why need daraisa? Is it problem-free? So the Gemara has two possibilities. The Chiddush of Rabbah is this remarkable concept of Hoil. If guests were to come, you give them the food here and now. So that means you're doing Malacha an Yantif for Yantif. In a word, according to Rabbah, we ignore Kavanah Sagav. I ask the person, why are you cooking? He tells me, because tonight is Shabbos. Worse, I ask a person, why are you cooking? He says to me, because tonight is Chol, but I'm having a big bash. I'm having a party, I'm having my reunion. No, so you know what? Ofim yantif l'chol enoloka. If Chol works, it works. Regardless of whether tonight is Shabbos or whether tonight is Chol. So that's the great Chiddush of Rabbah. Ofim yantif l'chol enoloka. Enoloka. Wow, it's an important Chiddush. The Rambam writes that, let's assume for example, I cook on yantif for a guy. That's not called Ochel Nefesh. Lachem v'lalakum, lachem v'lalakum. No? You know what the Rambam writes? Aleph tesvav v'chus yantif. You're not going to get malchus because the Rambam paskens like Rabbah. Ho will. So even though I'm cooking for a guy and I'm not allowed to cook for a guy, it's not necessarily called melechus ochel nefesh, but you're still not going to get malchus because you know what? The Jew comes, I can give him the food, so therefore, if ho will works, it works. Wow. That's an important chiddush. It's a double chiddush, no? Number one, the Rambam passes like Rabbah, Hoel. You know what the other chiddush is? That if not for Hoel, I would get Malkus. If not for Hoel, I would get Malkus. You know why that's a chiddush? Because how do you know you can't cook for a guy? We learn that, so, you know, Imazan, Chafal from the days. Oh, because the Pasuk says, Lachem, Hu Levado Yesel Lachem, Lachem V'lo Lakum. You know what's not so simple? Is Lachem V'lo Lakum alav? Is Lachem V'lo Lakum alav? That's an essay, no? Only for yourself and not for a guy. That's what Tosfos writes. You beis amud aleph. Lachem lakum is an essay. You know, you see according to the Rambam? No. Lachem lakum is a lav. What do you mean it's a lav? Lachem is an essay. You know what the answer is? No. Step one is there's an issur malacha. Step two is there's a heter ochel nefesh. This is not called ochel nefesh. If it's not called ochel nefesh, ahad mid yisura kama. We're back to step one, and it's a lav daraisa. It's a lav daraisa. Wow. That's what you see from the Rambam. The reason you don't get Malkos is because of Ho. Let's assume Ho wouldn't apply. Let's assume it would be like Tosus, the Pesof Hayom. You could get Malkos. Well, Tosus says, you know why you don't get Malkos if you're cooking for a guy? Because it's only an essay. Lachem v'lalakum, lachem v'lalakum. Oh, so bear that in mind, no? That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shita. Rabbi tells us that Ho works. Now, Chista disagrees and says that that's not true. How can you ignore Kavanas Hagavra? Person tells you he's cooking on yantar for yantar, that's ochel nefesh. I'm cooking for chol, you say, no, you're cooking for. Chista says you cannot ignore the mindset, you cannot ignore the kavana sagavra in any shape or form. So why are you allowed to go ahead and cook on yantar for Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Sarchi Shabbos, nasa b'yantar. You're allowed to. Just like you can cook on yantar for yantar, you can cook on yantar for Shabbos. And Rashi makes the stunning comment, no? Rashi, psachim, and vav, mabez. Because Shabbos Nyantif is Chada Kedusha. Chada Kedusha. Wow. That's going to be a Hakdama to Beit Zadav. Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Yitzayim. Now, wow. Rashi already says that, you know what? We know this. We know that Shabbos Nyantif is one Kedusha. So therefore, cooking on Yantif for Shabbos is like cooking on Yantif for Yantif. Wow. That's such a stunning comment. Stunning in the following sense. That here we're talking about why is it that what would be asur midaraisa is allowed, right? Rashi says, you know what the answer is? Kedushachas. You know what you see according to Rashi? Kedushachas is a kula daraisa. A kula daraisa. As opposed to assuming what all those sugyas seem to indicate, Gimel Dalet Hei Yud Zayin, that Kedushachas is a chumra. Kedusha Aches is a reason to say no, not a reason to say yes. When we're used to assuming, oh, you know what, if something is Kedusha Aches, it's really very chamor. the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because Kedushachas, Yemrecht Adama, is more chamor than Yom Tov Sheni or Shagalios. More chamor than Yom Tov Sheni or Shagalios. Every case in the Gemara, without exception, is Kedushachas, is a chumrah, a chumrah. The Miri writes one more word, a chumrah d'rabanan. A chumrah d'rabanan. That's the Miri in the Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a chumrah d'rabanan. You know what you see according to Rashi? Kedushachas is a kula d'araisa. That's stunning, no? It's a kula d'araisa. Why in the world is this mutter? There should be an issa d'araisa of doing malacha on yontif for the next day. The answer is kedushachas. Whether we pass in that way, we'll have to talk about. But Rashi's shita is kedushachas can be a kula on a level d'araisa. That's something which is very, very stunning. Very stunning, no? And the Mochamos just adds, the Ramban, no? And that's the gya, that would mean, according to Rashi, we can't pass in like Rukhista. Because we do not paskin the Shabbos Yantif is Kedushachas. We paskin Shabbos Yantif for Shtei Kedushas. So if the whole lineup is Rav Chisda is assuming the Shabbos Yantif Kedushachas, guess what? That means we're going to paskin like the view of Rava. We're going to paskin like the view of Rava. And maybe that's against Tosos. Because we saw Tosos, that Beis Mabeis, Dramaskavaya, where Tosos said two words that were unclear, Afilu Ledidan. And we had two birim in Tosos, no? The Chachma Shloman Maram. Does Afili Didan mean that we who don't have the mitzios of guests? Or does it mean, no, we lahalacha, who reject Toel. Who reject Toel. No? That's unusual. That means Tosos says we don't pass him like Rabba. And the Ramban writes, according to Rashi Al-Karach, we don't pass him like Rochista. So we're going to have to see a pretty heavy, heavy machlokas Roshonim, indeed, to how it is that we pass him. And conceptually, b'chora, this should be a very fundamental machlokas. Because let's work within Rashi Shita. So the machlokas between Rav and Rav Chisda is a twofold one. One, do you have to consider or can you ignore Kavanas Agav? Good? Rav says ignore, Rav Chisda says you cannot ignore. You're cooking for Yontif, it's good. You're cooking for Shabbos, good. Cooking for Chol, terrible, Malkus Darais. You cannot ignore the why question. Why are you cooking? Why are you cooking? And Rabbi says you can. And another machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Chisda, whether Shabbos, according to Rashi and Yantif, is Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushos. No? That's a twofold machlokas. Now, if I were to ask a guy on the street, right, is there any link between these two cases that they argue about Kavanas Agavra and they argue about whether Shabbos and Kedushachas, he would probably say there's no link whatsoever. No? They're two fundamental issues, but you know what? Are they linked? So one could suggest they are not just linked, but maybe one could argue hainuach. To appreciate this, we're going to have to learn a lot more, but let me just present it quickly in a nutshell, then we'll go further. Now, ignoring Kavanas Agav. Maybe that's part of our broader discussion. What exactly is the heter of Malachas Ocha Nefesh? What is the heter of Malachas Ocha Nefesh? Let's deal with Ramban Shita. But you know what? The scope of Malach and Shabbos is called Malach. But the scope of Malach and Yantif is not. Malachas Yantif is only Malachas Avod and not Malachas Asun. You know what that means? That means that I will label this is or this is not within the scope of Malach and Yantif. And what's the factor? Well, look, if this is typically a malacha which is done, the Tzorach Hasuda, that was never Asa and Yantif. If this is a malacha which, typically speaking, you would do Lachar Zman, that's called Malachas Avoda. We're interested in the Hagdara. And the Torah says, don't do certain malachos. What are those certain malachos? According to Ramban, magnificent, no, it's Malachas Avodah as opposed to Malachas Sanah as opposed to Malachas Asudah. So I'm interested in determining what indeed that's true. And that's the Ramban Lashita, say, Yigim obeys, that Li Shavelech is a Dindar Aysa. It's not a Dindar Rabban like the Ram. This is a Dindar, we're not dealing with an override. We're dealing with Dar Yatzim and Aklal. So whatever is included in Malachas Avodah is forbid me Dar Aysa. Whatever is not Malachas Avodah is absolutely mutter. Absolutely mutter. You know, if something is mutter and it's not included in, how critical is the Kavanas Agav? If I'm going to label this act as not a malacha which is asura, but a malacha which is indeed muteris, how important is the why question? Why are you taking that walk on Shabbos? Are you doing it for purpose A, B, C, or D? You know what I will tell you? If something is a Devara Yotze Min HaKlal, the why question pales. The why question pales. If it's not within the scope of the Isser, so therefore, the why question is not really relevant at all. Wow. If that's true, I'll tell you, maybe that's the Chiddush, the way Rashi reads the Gemara of Rav Lashita. The reason the why question is irrelevant is because if this is a malacha muteris, this is not a malacha asura, it's muter. Whether you're cooking for Yontif, Shabbos, Chol, whatever the reason is. And therefore, even Hayontif Mishabbos Lachol is an aloka. Because this is not one of the malachos that are forbidden on Yontif itself. As opposed to a Chista who argues that no. All these malachos are bichlal, komalachos olos asu. But there's an override of Simchas Yontif, an override of malachos ochel nefesh. So now I'll raise the following question, an override maybe that requires kavanas agavra. If this is asur, but something takes preference, that's what Rechista says, so the why question is pretty important. Oh, just like we discussed, maybe in Pikuach Nefesh, the why question is pretty important. Why is it that you're doing so? So if the malacha exists, I would say the why question is significant. If this is not a malacha, indeed, that is not true. This will have to develop now as we see the further sugyas. Which would mean the way Rashi learns, maybe this is a phenomenon machlokas in Rabbi Rechista, in the nature of the heter of Ochon Nefesh. If it's Rabbi Yotzeh Min HaKlal, I would say that points to Rabbi. No, forget about the Kavanah Sagavra. If it's a Devar Shahaya Bechlal, but you know what, there's an override. Rav Chista says, how can you ignore the Kavanah Sagavra? You know what, I would say you gain by that Biur, okay. Now I want to assess, seemingly, an unrelated question. Shabbos Nyantu, is that Kedushachas or Hasidic Kedushte Kedushas? So wow. The Rambam writes that Shabbos Yom Kippur Kedushachas, Per Chesed V'Chazeriv. Why is that true? So my Mishnah writes, look, Shabbos Yom Kippur are not identical. But you know what? They share the same Isuri Malacha. If it's a different Hagdara of Malacha, that's called Shtei Kedushas. If it has the same Hagdara of Malacha, that's called Kedushachas. Wow. So Shabbos Yom Kippur, they're different. Yeah, but it has the same Hagdara. It's true, Shabbos is Skila, Yom Kippur is Kareis, but the same Hagdara. Beitz Yuches Amadeis, Mikamidi. You cannot have a Malacha that's Mutar on Shabbos and Asar on Yom Kippur. That was the round, the very last daf, no? Because Kedushachas. You can't have any Chilukim Lagabe Malacha between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Kedushachas. I'm going to ask you the following. Can I say the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos and Yantif? The Shabbos and Yantif share the same Isur Malacha? Don't share the same Isur Malacha? You know what I would say? The answer is as follows. Well, the starting point would be exactly this, no? That if you're telling me it's a different type of Malacha, Shabbos is Kol Malacha, and Yantif is Malacha Savoda, the Ramban, Gimon Dape Yarif, the Ramban, Parsha Semur, the Ikra Chav Gimon, how in the world can you argue that's called Kedush Achas? The worlds of Malach are so different, not just in terms of Malkus versus Skila. The world of Malach is so different. It's a different Hagdara of Malach. And Malach is going to be Koveh, whether something is Kedush Achas or Shtei Kedush Achas. So, obviously Shabbos are Shtei Kedush Achas. But if you're going to argue, no, that's really not true. The Heter B'Ochon Nefesh does not indicate a different Hagdara of Malach. The Malach is indeed the same. But there's an override is Simchas Yontif. Oh, and that override is limited. Oh, it requires Kavanas Agavra, but limited. Oh, so I can argue, you know what? Shabbos Yontif are Kedush Achas. They share the same Yisurei Malacha. It's true, there's a heter of Simchas Yontif that doesn't apply to Shabbos. But the heter is not necessarily an indication of a different Hagdara of Malacha. Wow. Which would mean, if you assume the same extreme, a dechuya, that's kedushas. If you assume a davar yatzim in a klal, that would be shtei kedushas. So a nafkamina, whether Shabbos yantif is kedushas or shtei kedushas, another nafkamina, kavanas agavra. If it's a davar yatzim in a klal, you know what? Forget about kavanas agavra. If it's an override, kavanas agavra is going to play a significant role. Which means, you know what? These two issues, the machlokes in Rabbi and Rav Chista, it is not just unrelated. Mamish Hainohach. Mamish Hainohach. No? That the reason that Rava tells you can ignore the Kavanas HaGavra is because it's a different Hagdara and Melech HaSel Chanefo Shadavra included. Well, of course, Rava is not going to sign on to Kedusha Achas. And if the reason Rav Chisda says that you can cook for Yom Tov Shabbos is because Tzarkei Shabbos Nasa Yom Tov, Rav is going to scream that that's not true. And Rav Chisda maintains that, yes, it's Kedusha Achas. Rav Chisda would argue, how in the world can you ignore Kavanas HaGavra? So you know what? That is Osa HaMachlokes. Now, that's something I think which is fascinating. No, we're going to have to learn more. Nothing more. The rest of Daf Gimel, Daf Dal, Daf Ei, Daf Yedzayin. Now, in order, what exactly is the Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas? But that, I will tell you, I think is something which is critical. And here, I left you with a difficulty. You know, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara raises a fascinating kasha, but the Gemara expresses it in an unusual way. In an unusual way. Given, the Chachamim maintain, Afias Shtei Halechem is not Dochei Yom Tov. Afias Shtei Halechem is not Dochei Yom Tov. That means that you cannot bake the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos. And if Shavuos were to be on a Sunday, you can't do it the day before on Shabbos, you have to do it on Friday. Okay, Afias Shtei Halechem is not Dochei Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, why should that be? Why should that be? How would you express that question? I would have just said very, very simply, look, if you can go ahead and cook to satisfy your stomach, there's a heter v'ocha nefesh, you can't do the same halacha b'afia with tzarek kavoa. No? If you're allowed to go ahead and to cook just because, you know, you have this craving, so shtei alechem is worse than your craving. In other words, if there's a heter v'ocha nefesh, why does that apply? The Gemara? No? You know what the answer is? That's what the Gemara says. Because, Hu levado yesa lachem, lachem v'lo l'gemara. That sounds like a great question. No? How in the world can you maintain that the fiyah shtei lechem is not tochi Shabbos, not tochi Yom Tov, either one? No? What do you mean? Not tochi Yom Tov? What happened to the tochi nefesh? The Gemara doesn't ask that question. The Gemara asks a much more technical question. If you hold like Rav Chisda, that Tzarkei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, so why is it that the Afias Shtei Halechem is not Dochei Yom Tov? Why in the world is that question dependent on Rav and Rav Chisda? No? Why is it dependent on Rav and Rav Chisda? Why should that be true? Isn't it something which is very, very simple? That if there's a heter of Ocho Nefesh, a heter of Ocho Nefesh, so why does that apply to Shtei Halechem? The Gemara says, no, no, no. According to Rabba, everything is good. But according to Rav Chisda, I'm stuck. No? You know what the answer is? Lachem v'lo gavo. Why is everything good according to Rabba? Why is everything good according to Rabba? Not so simple. Not so simple. So this is not my kasha. This is what's bothering Rashi. No? Rashi, Sakhiman, Zion, Amar Aleph, the Yom Tov Mibayim. No? Raises this question. Why is this dependent on Rabbi Chisda? Wow, so you see Rashi has the kasha, great. Now, Baruch Shekivanti, no? Rashi's teres. Well, of course you can't apply Ho'il. Of course you can't apply Ho'il. Why not? Because you do not fear the Shtei Halechem, and all of a sudden everything's on hold. Ad sheyishketu kvasim. You have to be shochet the kivsei atzeres. Okay, and then guess what? The Yizrak damon, and you have to zvikas adam. You saw that, no? You figured it out. What is Rashi? You can't apply the principle of Ho'il because you're going to bake the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos, and now everything's on hold. Now you have to go ahead and address the Kivsei Atzeres, Shita, Zrika, and then. No? What in the world does that mean? No? So you spend some time? You don't look as tired as you should be, no? But this keeps you up, no? Like Rashi Estakash gives you a Teretz, and the Teretz seems to be like not even addressing the issue. If something is mutter because of both, it's mutter because of both. Yes, Rav, I can argue. No, 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 but that doesn't apply here because you have to have the shkita of the kivsei aseret. So how exactly does that work? So I'll tell you apparently what the Chiddush Rashi is. Now, Rabbah holds of Ho. Ho means you ignore Kavanas Agav. Good? Ignoring Kavanas Agav means that Shtei Kedushas. It means a different Hagdara of Yisrei Malacha. It means the Malach of Shabbos and the Malach of Yom Tov are not seamless. Not Kedushakas. They're completely independent. On Shabbos, Kol Malacha is forbidden. On Yom Tov, no. Only Malachas Avoda as opposed to Malachas Asim. As opposed to Malachas Asim. Okay. I'm not sure where you're getting it. Now, like, so how exactly does that help? So I'll tell you the incredible Chiddush Rashi. How do you define Malachas Hasud as opposed to Malachas Avoda? How do you define it? Let me give you the mashal that we discussed before. You know, Shabbos Ayin Dalet. Borer is usher if it's Borer L'Otzer. Borer is mutter if it's Derech Achila. Achila is Matir. Otzer is usher. That's why Miyad as opposed to Bachar Zman. Okay. Okay, are we closer? Maybe not. You know what Rashi's Shita is? The different Hagdaras. Malachas Avoda, Malachas Asuda. You know what Malachas Avoda means? A Malach Alachar Zman. I'm doing Malach more for later use. Malachas Asuda means I'm doing Malach for immediate use. A person does Malach Afiyash Teilecha. Is that Malach Alachar Zman, or is that Malach which is for an immediate Hana? You know what Rashi's Chiddush is? That's unbelievable, no? That's unbelievable. If it's something that cannot be used right now, how can you call that Malach HaSasuda? That is Malach HaSavod. Malach HaSavod is Malach Alachar Zman. Malach HaSasuda means Malach that you're doing Miyad. There's something unusual about the Afiyash Teilechem. You'll do the Malacha now. Okay, can we? No. Guess what? Drop everything. Now, the Shechita of Kivsei Atzeres, the Zrika Sadam. You know what Rashi writes? That means that the Afiyash Teilechem is not called Malacha Sasuda. It's not called Malacha Sasuda. That doesn't meet the requirement of Miyad as opposed to La'achar Zman. Who requires Miyad as opposed to Lachar Zman? Rambam. What about Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, Tzarchi Shabbos Nasan Yantif. No? I can do Malacha now, even for Shabbos, which is tomorrow. Rav Chisda does not require that Malacha Sochon Nefesh has to be Miyad. But Rambam maintains that it does. That's the Hagdara of Malacha Zavoda as opposed to Malacha Sasuda. No? So that's what Rashi writes, not the Rapashut, no? It's obvious, according to Rabbah, that you cannot categorize the Afiyash Teilechem as Ochel Nefesh, because it is not Maleches Hasuda that one can be Nene from Miyad. You're not allowed to do that. Lachar Afiyah, Kirsi Atzeres, Zrika Sadam. The fact that you can use it later on Yantif, that's not good enough. Imagine a person would do Borer now, because I can use it later on Shabbos. You're going to say, that's not Miyad. That's called Achar Zman. What about according to Rav Chisda? No, according to Rav Chisda, the Tzorech is Matir. The Tzorech can be a Tzorech which is Achar Zman as well. It can be a Tzorech for later on Yom Tov. Or Tzorech Yishabas Nasim Yom Tov can mean a Tzorech for tomorrow as well. So why in the world? Why is this any different than a typical Tzorech of Achon Nefesh? You know what the answer is? A Pasuk of Lachem. Lachem Alon Gavur. Then I will tell you this Pashav Shan the Gemara according to Rashi. Is there any comparable nafkamina? I'll tell you, this is a deal on Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. In Achos Pesach, Tav Ayin Gimel. Aber Heitiv, Shahar Tzion. You know, Tafayim Gimel is a sin that talks about the Ka'ara of the Seder. So, what are the things you have on the Ka'ara of the Seder? One is a roasted Zeruah, no? Ooh, so take a look at Ramah, Berheitiv, Shahar Tzion. You know, I forgot to roast the Zeruah. I'm getting ready, I'm about to sit down at the Seder. I forgot to roast the Zeruah. No, Mamish and Shulchan, no. I forgot to roast the Zeruah. Right, no problem. Let's roast it now, no? Roasting, isn't that Melech HaSelcha Nefesh? You can eat Tzol on Yantif, no? Melech HaSelcha Nefesh? You know what the problem is? That we don't eat Tzli on the low Seder. There was even a minig not to eat sleep the entire day of Yantif. Our minig. We don't eat sleep at the Lel Seder. We don't eat at the night of Pesach. But you know what? So that's exactly what the Shahar Tzion discusses. You know what? If you're going to be Tzol the Zeruah at night at the Lel Seder, you know, I'm having a Seder tomorrow also. You know? So you know what? I'll use the same Zeruah. No. Because you're doing Malacha today. What, on Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, that you can't do? Oh, so that's what the Shahar Tzion writes. You know what, if you're really doing that, make sure tomorrow, the day to eat the Zeruah, no? Eat the Zeruah. Tomorrow night, I'll work it out. No, but make sure to eat it, because... So I ask you the following question. Is that such a Devar Pashut? That I can do Malacha at night for Achila Bayom. Achila Bayom. Yeah, that's called Ochel Nefesh. Or no. Maybe Melech HaSelcha Nefesh requires that B'shas HaMelacha when indeed could be Nene. And if there is an Isra Achila, oh, we have to discuss that. It doesn't have to be Nesan Issa Daraisa. If there's an Isra Achila, can I still argue that's called Melech HaSelcha Nefesh? And if this Isra Achila is going to be Paka, Lachar HaLayla, Mutta during the Yom, so is that called doing Melacha and Yantif for Yantif? I would have said yes, but you know what? Not necessarily according to Rashi, no? Rashi writes that if there's some impediment in between, so guess what? That's no longer called Melech HaSelcha Nefesh, according to Rabba, because Melech HaSelcha Nefesh means Malacha when we're in his Nene Miyad, not according to Rav Chisda, because according to Rav Chisda, it's Archei Shabbos, not Sin Yantif. So if a person can do Malacha on a point in Yantif where in principle, not in practice, but in principle, he can only be nehene la'achar zman. That's how Rashi learns the sugya m'sachmen daf merzayin. No, so that would be a fascinating application to this.